I mean, he will be born, that quality will be born in your heart. Historically, that fellow that they crossed, that's not what we are talking about here. We are talking about you and thinking. Hearing you say, first of all, just like that, thank you very much, and prayer, it doesn't work. Prayer should come from your heart. You should know it, you should notice it. I'll bring you the example of Maria. She had the pain, she had no seeds. But that Creator somehow made it happen. Means what? Means it's not the seed. We made that story for you to understand that it's not the seed only. Yes, you should try the seed. But even without seed, something could come. You should know that. This is the difference. For you to agriculture, you need seed. For he to give me something, he doesn't need the seed. He will just give it. Yes.
Because that noble lady was loyal, God gave unto her 100 desires without desire on her part. The company who have been loyal are given superiority over all sorts.
Okay, now explanation to final words that this paragraph was about what? Loyalty. Loyalty is an attitude which you should learn because that's the key. Let me tell you how the people with loyalty feel and live. Yes.
Seas and mountains are made subject to them. The four elements also are the slaves of that class. This is only a favor for a sign, to the end that the disbelievers may see it plainly. Those hidden graces of theirs, which come not into the senses or into description, those are the matter. Those are enduring forever. They're neither cut off nor reclaimed.
Interpretation. So I talked about this seed, right? But I said, even without it, it could happen. And it happens. In exceptional people, that stuff happens. With no seed, no prerequisite, no blah, 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 this and that, suddenly a fellow is Michelangelo. He paints, that we cannot even talk about it. What is that? He says to me, that's a proof that, yes, the seed is helpful, but even without the seed, is happening what's happening in human beings. It's not just that. I know the culture is cultured in me. But remember, we make the culture. Who is making the culture? We. Who is making we cultures? That's how it works. When it comes to me, I'm making me. I'm responsible for this because I'm doing it, right? Here he explained that, okay, this is how it works. And the last verses, somehow, he can trick him a little bit. He say, listen, I talked about this stuff that will happen, yes, which is invisible, but if you pay attention, there is this exceptional case, there is that. This are just examples. The real stuff is something that I cannot talk about. It is not talkable. But it happens. Believe me, you. I explained it like this, but it's more than that. There is that trick that we don't know. We know that there is this energy in human being attracted to beauty. Why? Because the sky is high. It's not explainable. What is there? Yes.
Prayer.
Yeah. We are not going back to our story, right? Our story is waiting. The guy who claimed that he's a prophet is waiting. Rumi made some explanation, right? Then after the explanation, a prayer. Why? If you don't get that explanation, if you don't understand him, okay, he's a religious fellow, so suddenly he felt nonsense. He was explaining what? He was explaining that there is this bizarre stuff. If you're loyal, the miracle happens here. And I cannot even explain it. But let me show you a little bit. This is my prayer. You see something? You see? How do I see the existence when I pray like this? This is how I try to connect to him. Yes.
O giver of nutriment and steadfastness and stability.
This is my first prayer. And oh dear God, please, please give this creature deliverance from its instability. This is my first prayer. Here is Rumi as a peer, right? He's praying for all of you. About what? One word. Instability. He says, look at you. We are already in a stable. Today you're like this. Tomorrow you're like that. After tomorrow you're like... What is this? This is being in a stable. A human being should be a human being. He has Shams in his mind. Like that. A complete person. So he prays for you because this is your major weak point which needs to be addressed. Look at it this way. Yes.
O giver of nutriment and steadfastness and stability, give thy creatures deliverance from this instability. Grant unto the soul, for it is bent, to stand upright in the work wherein it ought to be stable. Bestow patience upon them and heavy balance scales. Deliver them from the guile of impostors and redeem them from envy, O gracious one, lest from envy they be devils accursed.
You see, he's praying for you, but practically he's pointing to us what are the problems here which should be corrected, and for that correction we need a help. It doesn't happen just by me being me. We need that. So he's praying for it. What was it? The first one was, they're unstable. They're like this, they're like that, they're like that, they're not stable. The second one, they are not patient. Therefore, everybody could trick them. The third one, jealousy. Oh my God, they are jealous. Please buy them from this. He's praying for Israel. Because these are the weak point of a human being. Being in a stable, being impatient, and jealous. Yes?
How do the vulgar burn with envy for the fleeting happiness of riches and the body? Behold the kings, how they lead armies and slay their own kinsmen because of envy. The lovers of filthy dolls have sought each other's blood and life. Read Wiz and Rabin and Khosrau and Shirin. What those fools did because of envy.
Okay. Did you read that? Any of you? Okay, Wiz and Rabin are sort of historic version of Khosrow Vashirin, which are later, which is our Romeo and Juliet. So we brought Romeo and Juliet, we have a lot. We have Visoramin, we have Vameva Asra, we have Khosrow Shirin, because we are playing with different languages here, Arabic, Turkish, Persian, so we have a lot. Here, he put them together and say, you know what? When you hear that story, are you listening to it? Because over there, that story shows you that they didn't have a good life. One. The jealousy of the other people is always a tragic story which will end at the death of these lovers because of the jealous people. You say, my God, this jealousy is that critical one. Please save them, because even the lovers will be killed here. Yep.
Let the lover perish, then the beloved too.
Mm-hmm.
They are naught, and their passion also is naught. Holy is the God who brings non-existence into collision with itself and makes non-existence to be in love with non-existence. Envies arrive in the heart that is no heart. Thus doth being subject not being to compulsion. These women who are kinder than all, two fellow wives devour each other from envy.
So even in Jung's time was like this. He says, okay, when you want to talk about the tenderness and being kind and good, it's the mother, right? But look around you. The women are the most jealous people, and they make so many crazy things. Do you remember who is woman for us? Don't forget that. This is the woman. Yes.
So that in what degree of envy are the men who indeed are stony-hearted?
So I said the women are like this. They are the cute one and the kind one. Now imagine that other part of it, the masculine part, who are violent and jealous. Yes?
If the Lord had not exercised a gracious spell, every one would have torn the body of his rival to pieces.
If there was not this magic of believing, then everybody would kill the other fellow. So the human being's finished. We are here because that feeling is here. Yes?
The law makes a plan for repelling evil. It puts the demon into a bottle of proof. Witness and oath and shrinking till the insolent demon goes into the bottle.
This is what I meant by religion. Religion is all those activities which are trying to put this devil in the bottle. Because that's the only thing. You brought out the devil, you should learn to put it back. The devil is in us. We are planner and killers and the jealous one and all that. Says, this is the trick. Yes?
Like the balance whereby the two adversaries are surely united in contentment, in jest or earnest. Know for sure that the law is like the measure and scales by means of which the litigants are saved from wrangling and enmity.
Mm-hmm. This is what it is. The religion is like a balance. This will help that they don't fight that much. They fight lesser when there is some measurements, right? So this is what religion is all about. Religion is that measurement to reduce that violence and jealousy. Yes?
If there be no pair of scales, how shall the litigant escape from disputing